Well, I'm going to ask Judy Wheeler to come up. And we're getting some applause here. And I'm going to kind of move this so that you can see her. And I've got a microphone that I'm going to give to her, which is a dangerous thing. I asked Judy, as you remember, if she would speak during her baptism, and she said no, she wouldn't. I got this little cartoon that I think captures it. It says, "The mind is a wonderful thing. It starts working the minute you're born and never stops until you get up to speak."
How true.
So hopefully you're not going to be nervous as you thought, but I am going to ask you to hold that microphone close to your...
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. And are you relaxed and ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just going to ask you a couple questions here. The first one that I'm going to ask you is one that is not... Judy actually said, "I'm ready to share. I want to share a couple things." And so I said, "Well, that'll be fine. We'll do that." But my mom told me yesterday, we were kind of talking, and she said that she had noticed about Judy that she's just in her Bible, and every time they talk about something or read a scripture or quotes a scripture, she says, "Well, I want to know where that is. I want to read it for myself." And so she flips and does it. And I'm just going to ask you, why do you do that?
Because I want to know. I want to see it. She wants, I want to read it.
Why do you want to read it for yourself?
I don't know. It's just something in here.
You want
I
that
have
contact.
To do it. I have to do it.
Isn't that interesting that as Christ has come into her life and has just cleansed her heart and has opened up so much things for her, that one of the responses of love she has is she wants to know exactly what he says. She wants to know exactly what he wants. And she doesn't want someone else to tell her, although you're happy for that too.
Yes.
But you want to know what he's saying to you. And that's pretty cool. That's pretty neat. Now, do you remember this day? How many of you would agree that was one of the happiest baptisms you ever saw? And that is... That's how it should be, and you know, we talked before she was baptized, and it was a joyous occasion for her. She couldn't wait to get in that water, and it's not because I had it heated up, okay? It's not a whirlpool up there, but she couldn't wait to get in because of what it represented. And I just want to kind of ask you, why is it that baptism was so important to you? Why couldn't you wait to be baptized?
Well, you know, I was baptized when I was maybe 2.5 weeks old.
In the Catholic Church.
In the Catholic Church. And the more that I read the Bible, the more I kept thinking, well, how in the world can a 2.5-week-old baby make a commitment to Jesus Christ? Maybe it works for somebody, but it doesn't work for me. So I had to do it. I had to do it.
And so you tied your baptism with the commitment that you had made to Christ.
Yes.
And you felt, and I know you felt compelled to be baptized.
Yes, I did.
Is there any particular reason why you felt like, "I've got to do this, I've got to do this"?
I wanted to be born again. I wanted to be saved.
And of course... And of course, you were when you gave your heart to Christ, because I remember the night I came home and you were giving me that good news.
Yes.
And so really, it's a symbol of what had happened in your heart, and you really wanted to share that with everybody.
I did.
But I think there was more than just sharing with everybody else too, because you wanted it for yourself.
I did. Yes, I did.
And I guess it's kind of like a marriage ceremony or something like that.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you wanted to share or that's on your heart that you just want to say?
Well.
And hold that up so everybody can hear you.
Can you hear me now? I've been wanting to do this for quite some time. And here I am now. So, but it's been in the works for quite a while. And I just kept thinking about it, and I pushed it out of my mind. What am I going to do? What am I going to say? I don't know. I'm nervous. So I did push it out of my mind, and then one day, I was bebopping around in Walmart, and all of a sudden, all this stuff started coming to my head. What am I going to say? What am I going to do? What were you thinking? All this stuff is going around in my head, and then I had to cope with the voices. You can do this, Judy. Are you kidding me? You can't even read the Bible out loud in class. Judy, I am with you. You can do this. One phone call can make this all go away. So I was so perplexed and upset that I prayed. I prayed, "Dear Lord, please help me. I don't know what to do. I really want to do this. I don't know if I'm ready. I just don't know what to do. Lord, please help me. Help me make a decision." And when I opened my eyes, there was a member of this church standing there about 20 feet away from me, waving, "Hi, Judy! Hi, Judy!" So here I am. If I tell you that I did not live a charmed life, that would be an understatement. But my life started changing when I came to Chattanooga to be with my family. And they are awesome. I am so proud of them. So, I moved up here to Chattanooga. I was with my family. I was so happy. I was so happy. But I didn't have any friends. Well, I know you probably already know this story, but it's worth telling again. Bobby and Robin and I went to a seminar. And as we were sitting there at the table, God must have known that I needed a friend, because he gave me a really, really good friend that night. She invited me to come to her church, and I did. And I came back, and we went to Bible study. And then we went to church, and we joined more Bible studies and more Bible studies. And like I already said, I started realizing that at 2.5 weeks old, I cannot give my heart and soul and a commitment to Jesus Christ. So then you know I had to be baptized. I forgot what else I was going to say. Give me a minute.
Well, you did good.
No, I'm not finished.
Okay. Well, we can tell who's in charge here.
Okay. This is vodka, by the way.
That's a joke. If you haven't noticed, she's got a real sense of humor.
Okay. So I started coming to church here. And I don't know if you all really know this, but there are so many of you out there that God's been working through you to help me with this journey. I know who you are. I'm not going to name names. I know who you are. And certainly God knows who you are. And I want to tell you that I thought that I was happy before I was baptized and saved. You know, Pastor Bill told me that after the ceremony, your life is never going to be the same. Never going to be the same again. You were so right. You were so right. I have never experienced such happiness. You know, I know that everyone has their problems, everyone has their issues, And they're burdens. And I've even heard it referred to as rocks in your wagon. Well, as I stand here today and I look down at my wagon, I only see a few pebbles. And I have a very light burden. Wow. I have a very light burden. I have a fantastic family. I have wonderful friends. I have a great church and the members in the church. Wow, I am so blessed. And I thank God for that. And I want you all to know that since I started coming here and since I got baptized and saved, I have never had so much peace and joy and happiness. And I wanted to share that with you.
Nope, wait, back up.
I had to share that with you.
Well, thank you.